to all stations, to the men, women, and children within the sound of my voice. Today's date is March 4th, and all this occurred in history. In 1152, Frederick I Barbarossa is elected the King of the Germans. In 1351, Ramathibodi becomes the King of Siam. In 1493, explorer Christopher Columbus arrives back in Lisbon, Portugal, aboard his ship the Niña from his voyage to what is now the Bahamas and other islands in the Caribbean. In 1519, Hernan Cortes arrives in Mexico in search of the Aztec civilization and their wealth. In 1611, George Abbott is appointed the Archbishop of Canterbury. In 1789, in New York City, the first United States Congress meets, putting into effect the Constitution of the United States. In 1837, Chicago is incorporated as a city. In 1877, Peter Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake receives its premiere performance at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. In 1941, as part of World War II, the United Kingdom launches Operation Claymore on the Lofoten Islands. In 1976, the first Cray-1 supercomputer is shipped to the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. In 1983, Bertha Wilson is appointed the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court of Canada. In 1985, an 85-episode animated series debuts on American television. Its name, Robotech. Begin transmission.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this anniversary edition of the Protoculture Times mini cast, and we have arrived March 4th, 2010, 25 years of Robotech. It is great to be here. I've thought about this day since late August 2009 when I first started recording for the Protoculture Times. I knew that 2010 was going to be the 25th anniversary, and I just could not wait for this day to come. And we have arrived! It's anniversary time, baby! And I am just bouncing off the walls right now. I am just so pumped up. All the episodes, all the interviews, everything that the Protoculture Times has been has led to this moment. We are here, a quarter of a century of this thing we call Robotech. And what is Robotech? It is the original 85 episodes, Macross, Masters, New Generation. It is the characters, Rick Hunter, Roy Fokker, Max Sterling, Britai, Exidor, Chiron, Dana Sterling, Rolf Emerson, Anatole Leonard, the Robotech Masters, Scott Bernard, Rand Rook, the Invid Regis, Lancer, Yellow Dancer. It is the comics. 30 titles of different Robotech stories covering the original 85 and also different stories. People like the Waltrip brothers involved in it, Bill Spangler, the novels, Jack McKinney, James Luceno, and of course, the great, late Brian Daly, who I know is watching down on this. Thank you so much to you two for those novels. They cemented my Robotech fandom, and here we are 25 years later. Robotech is also the RPGs by Palladium Books. Kevin Zambietta and all his books that he has done throughout the years. It is the different models that have come out for the Robotech by Revell. I remember those way, way back in the 80s. So many different things. The toys, Matchbox toys, the drawing books, how to draw Robotech. It is also, Robotech is also the fan projects. Those people with such creativity, such ingenuity, such talent, and I have been blessed to be able to talk about them here on this show. And of course, Robotech is that loyal fandom that has seen its ups, its downs, its in-betweens, the beatings from outside, from within. But this show, the Protoculture Times, is not just a tribute to a franchise. It is a tribute to a fandom that, despite seeing the flaws in the franchise, never gave up on it. And it has all led to this day, March 4th, 2010. And this special edition of the Protoculture Times is meant to be an introduction to what is ahead for this month, because we got a lot. We will be celebrating throughout the month of March. Anniversary month. It's anniversary time, baby. It is anniversary day, baby. And we've got so much planned for the coming days and weeks ahead in this month. And I am so excited. First of all, I want to thank everybody that has had a hand in this project that is the Protoculture Times. And, you know, big shout out to Karen. If I wouldn't have gotten this far without your support. You are my rock, honey, and what more can I say that I love you so, so much. You've seen my ups and downs with this, and you are just the best. And this is a girl that is not even a Robotech fan. So it's, you know, it's just amazing. To Smokey the Little Guy, my executive producer, and God, it just, my very first pet, and I have become so attached to the little guy, and I figured, hey, he eats, poops, sleeps for free. He's got to do something to pay for that. And he's the executive producer of the Protoculture Times. To all the friends that I have made throughout this journey, it has been, I am such a blessed person to have met so many people throughout this, not just here in the States, but around the world. People in Europe, people in Australia, in Asia, in South America. Oh, it's just, we have, the Protoculture Times has reached all the major continents except for Antarctica. And I'm sure one of those scientific stations down there, there's got to be a Robotech fan, at least one. And if you know of anybody, let them know. And if somehow the internet reaches to them, let them know. Hey, they're always welcome here on the Protoculture Times. So it's been quite a road. And it has all led to this. I've been itching so much for this day to come, because it's 25 years. I've been a fan of Robotech since the beginning, 1985, when I watched it on channel, I believe it was still channel 60, WPWR TV, right in Chicago. And it started there. Then when I lived in Ecuador, I got to see the series in Spanish for Canal 2 Ecuavisa. I got to see the entire series once more. And then the novels in 1987. I came back to the States on the very same day that the novels, the first four novels came out. Spooky, I look at it as a sign of destiny that I was meant to be a lifetime Robotech fan. I'm a proud member of this fandom. I know that on this journey, in some cases it's been an eye-opener, in other cases a harsh reality of things, but you know something? It's anniversary time. I want to celebrate it. I've been saying that since episode zero, I believe, that I want to celebrate this the best way that I can. And I thank you. I thank everyone that has been associated with this show. You guys were also that rock that kept me standing. When those moments, some of you do know those moments where we got kind of tough. It got kind of tough, but you know something? Your kind words of support have meant so much to me, and here we are. We have arrived. It is the anniversary of Robotech, and we've got so much planned for this month. Polls, we're going to be, if I said before we were going to be blowing them out of the water, we're going to be mega exploding them out there. All different kinds of polls, just things to have fun with, because that has been the whole point since the very start, to enjoy Robotech and to have fun. We will have mini casts like this one here, where we'll talk about different subjects, kind of like mini Robotech files. We'll talk maybe about characters, we'll talk about mecha. I know some people are cringing right now based on what I've talked about the mecha in the past. We'll talk about vessels. We'll have many Robotech files on different subjects that have to do with Robotech. Also, we're going to have some really nice interviews for the month of March, and I'm really looking forward to those. We're also going to be, what's this called? A la gente de Iberoamérica. Mi meta para esto, para este mes de aniversario, es hacer un episodio en español con ustedes. He hecho un poco de contactos. Espero saber de sus recuerdos de Robotech durante 25 años, durante 5 años, o si se hizo un fan ayer. Es un recuerdo de Robotech y me encantaría saber de ustedes. Y ojalá que se pueda realizar un episodio especial exclusivamente en castellano. What I was saying there to the non-Spanish speaking Spanish-speaking listeners is that I want to do for this month a special episode in Spanish, because the Robotech community in South America, in Spain, Mexico, you've got some really, really big fans of the franchise. They do so many things. They get together. They have their fan groups. A few years back, Michael Bradley went down there, and it was just something. He was just so amazed, the love for him and the love for Robotech. And I hope if everything works out, I hope the contacts that I've made, we can get some people together, talk about Robotech, and do a special episode in Spanish. And, oh God, it's just, I got a lot planned for this. And there is one more thing. There's something that I've been working on for the last few weeks, and it is something very special. It is something that all the objective is with it to have fun. And we will be coming out with that on, today is the 4th, on Saturday, March 6th. Stay tuned. There will be a special mini cast up, and we're going to be talking about this is going to be a month-long thing that I'm going to be introducing. Something to have fun with, because this is the whole point of March. To have fun with Robotech. I am so excited, guys. I got to tell you, I'm just bouncing up and down. No, I am not taking any caffeine. I'm just naturally excited. I'm also very nervous, too, because I've got a lot on my plate to go with you guys for the next 30 days or so, and I want to deliver as best as I can. I want to have fun with this. I want to have fun with you guys. I want to hear from you guys. Your Robotech memories. Have you been a fan since 85? Have you been a fan for the last few years? Did you just become a fan just now of Robotech? I would love to hear from you guys, and there are so many ways that you can contact the show. You can comment on the blog, www.protoculturetimes.com, and on the notes for this particular minicast, you can write to your heart's delight. If you want to email me, protoculturetimes@gmail.com. If you have Facebook, we have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, so you can do it either. I do have the direct link on my blog site, but the website address is www.facebook.com/protoculturetimes. Thank you to everybody on Facebook that has joined so far. I'm so bad with getting back to people, and I really need to update. I will update throughout the month, saying hi. And you know, the only thing that sucks is that I can't get Facebook at work. Yeah, it is blocked from work, but I will definitely, every chance that I get to be on Facebook, just say hi to everybody. And thank you once again to everybody that has joined the Facebook page. And we have Skype. And anybody that wants to have their voice literally heard throughout the world for Rubbertech fans to hear about their Rubbertech memories, you just have to download the program Skype. It is free. It is free to make a call from computer to computer, and I have a voicemail set up. So if you want to leave the show a message, if you want to leave your Rubbertech memories on there, go right ahead, and I will be more than happy to play them on the show. And it is just, I'm just literally stoked, guys. I am so excited for this because it is just going to be a month of celebration, a month of celebrating so many things, celebrating Rubbertech. That simple, simple as that. And just, well, we're going to start off with our poll question. So tomorrow night, March 5th, Friday, March 5th, I will have the first set of poll questions up. Those are going to last for about a week or so, and I'm actually going to talk about the results on the next regular episode of the Protoculture Times. We're going to have regular episodes. I've got one scheduled for not this Saturday, but next Saturday, since I've moved to a bi-weekly schedule on regular episodes, but I'm going to be on a lot in between then, so you could call them mini episodes, and maybe I might do a special full-blown episode in between those also. So the possibilities are endless, like Mr. Spock says, taken from another science fiction franchise, Star Trek, and I am just looking forward to this. In the moments like these, I get so, what more can I say? I am just so excited. Everything. I've waited for this day since the end of August, when I hit that record button for the first time to record this show, and it's been such a journey to this day, and I'm just looking to have fun, and I will not get tired of saying this to everyone. Thank you so much for your support of this show. You guys made the show. I just get behind the microphone and just ramble off about Rubbertech, and you guys have been so great. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because you guys have made this journey all that more special. Some people I want to mention, and I know I'm going to miss people, so I apologize if I missed you, but know that you're up here. You're in my mind and in my heart. People like my chat group over at the Lost Universe of Rubbertech. People like Happy Penguins, Lynn Williams, Amanda Wells and Sizevis, Broody, Mage, Viper, Rob Alwell, who else? Whitehall, Brian 3D, Vivian Lanza. Oh, honey, you are just the best. You know, your emails are so uplifting when I get them, and thank you to Michael Bradley, who was so kind to give his time to the Protoculture Times. Thank you to everybody that I've had a chance to interview, the fan projects, the fan artists, the fan fiction authors, to people over at the SDF crew in Chile. Un abrazo, feliz aniversario, Rubbertech, and people like Cheetos Dust out of Australia. Where else? Broody, he is from Malaysia. There's so many people. I really should do a list of everybody, you know, everybody that has interacted with this show in one way or another. And it's been quite a ride, and we have arrived here. It's anniversary time, baby! I am so excited! Oh, jeez, man. And like I said, we're going to have so much stuff for this month of March. We are going to make it memorable. And this Saturday, what I'm going to present is going to be a month-long thing. It's going to be a continuous thing where all the Rubbertech fans can participate. That is the key to make it. All in one are invited to participate in this, and we're just going to have a grand old time and just celebrate this thing we call Rubbertech. It's 25th anniversary. It's a quarter of a century, guys, and, you know, it is just, I finally made it here. I've made it. So a lot has happened along the way, but I have made it here, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, people. And what we're going to do, what we've got lined up for the rest of the month, I want to deliver to you guys, and I hope you guys have fun with it. And like I said, I've got tons of ways that you can contact me. I would love to hear from all the different Rebatech fans around the world. And we're just going to celebrate this 25 years, the 25th anniversary. It only comes once in a lifetime. And I hope to do the franchise and the fandom proud. And That's all I could say. This was meant to be an introduction of what's to come. Reminds me back of episode number 0, where it was just, hey, just something real quick here to let you guys know what's coming. And that what's coming is tomorrow, because we're going to be talking some poll questions. We're going to have lots and lots of poll questions this month. I've come up with some pretty interesting questions, all Rebatech related, and maybe some of them might make you think here and there. But the idea is to have fun, and that's the name of the game. That simple, simple as that. But what I want to say right now, the next 30 days, I don't want to run myself ragged, but I'm up to the challenge, and it's all about having fun. I know I'm repeating myself, but I am just so excited. So what I'll do right now, I'll close this mini cast, and starting tomorrow, guys, March 5th, we're going to have our first set of poll questions for this, the anniversary month. And on March 6th, that Saturday, we're going to have a little surprise. And like I said, everybody can participate in it. All are welcome. Everyone can participate. And we're just going to have a grand old time for the anniversary month. It's anniversary time, baby! It is anniversary day. 25 years ago, on a day like today, Rebatech came onto the screens, on television, and the rest, as they say, is history. Here I am 25 years later, a little older, but still a kid at heart. Some people might say that I'm just crazy, but I'm just having fun. I'm just having the time of my life. I wanted to do a podcast for 3 years, and better late than never, but here I am, and I'm doing a podcast about something I love so much, Rebatech. And to close out this podcast, there was one thing that I said that if I would get to the anniversary of Rebatech, that I wanted to play. I wanted to play on a special edition of the Protoculture Times. We're talking last August. I've been waiting that long, and here we are. So I want to close something out just to say happy anniversary to Rebatech. We'll be talking tomorrow, guys, with the first set of poll questions, and we will take it from there. So, Revive for 25, it's anniversary time, baby! And once again, happy anniversary, Rebatech.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas. It sure was.
Happy she and happy he, they're both as happy as can be, celebrating merrily their happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.